Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today's show is about putting the pulse back in your life through external counterpulsation therapy, or ECP. And Dr. Prather, what does ECP stand for?
Well, ECP stands for external counterpulsation, which is a therapy that's actually been around for over 40 years.
Wow.
But it's actually not that well known about. And we wanted to do this segment during February, mm-hmm. which is Heart Month.
Heart Month. February's Heart Month.
And the external counterpulsation is specifically for the heart.
Okay. Well, what are the benefits of, and we're going to refer to it as ECP, that stands for external counterpulsation therapy, but what are the benefits of ECP?
Well, the main problem with, if we had a design flaw, mm-hmm. it's that when the heart actually beats, it oxygenates the whole rest of the body. When the heart actually relaxes, it gets its blood supply back.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a problem when you actually are doing the heart, is it doesn't get enough oxygen under normal type of beating. Mm-hmm. You have to actually have aerobic exercise to be able to get enough of a blood supply back to the heart. And unfortunately, modern Americans don't get enough aerobic exercise.
And you said modern Americans. Was there a time we were getting more aerobic exercise than we do now?
Absolutely. You know, when we didn't have automobiles, there was always, a lot of walking, running, horseback riding, to get any place that you went. So people automatically got the cardiovascular aerobic exercise that they needed. When we talk about diet, we talk about a lot of the different types of aspects of cardiovascular disease. But they did a study of the Maasai in Kenya.
Uh-huh.
They have a very high-fat diet. They take a lot of, basically their diet is exactly the opposite of what you're supposed to eat to have good cardiovascular health. And they thought for sure that as they studied these people, that there would be a high incidence of cardiovascular disease, but there wasn't. Now, what was the difference that, that they had was that they were constantly walking. There was a heavy amount of aerobic exercise that was going on, and aerobic exercise has been proven as the panacea to cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, and we're sitting at desks a lot more.
Our sedentary lifestyle, we don't go any place except in the car.
Mm.
We sit at our desk. There's very little aerobic exercise that we actually do. And there is an oxygen debt that actually starts to develop with the heart. And when you have that oxygen debt, there is cardiovascular disease that starts to work. So, if you look at the remedies for almost every cardiovascular disease, they have the gold standards. The British Journal of Medicine puts out, what actually works, what doesn't, which pharmaceuticals, which type of things have been proven to be helpful along any type of disease process. As they mentioned, any cardiovascular disease, they always put down as the number one thing that has been proven to actually prevent and to reverse cardiovascular disease is aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the external counterpulsation therapy unit is. It is an aerobic exercise machine.
Well, how does the ECP work?
Well, describing it, it's like a big blood pressure cuff over the lower part of your body.
Hmm.
So, we talked about the heart. When it beats, it oxygenates the whole rest of the body. When it actually goes into relaxation, that's when it gets its oxygenation. Hmm. So what the ECP does is it actually times itself to when the heart actually goes into relaxation. Then there's a second heart down in your legs where there's a compression from the cuffs that go across there, across the legs and up into the pelvis. And it actually brings up about 10 times more blood than would normally, even during aerobic exercise, get to the heart. And then you have a superoxygenation of the heart.
Now, at this time, is the heart being monitored?
Yes, absolutely. The heart is actually being monitored by this equipment. It's all computerized so that it actually times itself perfectly with the contractions and relaxations of the heart. It's actually being monitored, and if there are any problems, then there's an automatic stop on that.
Mm-hmm. So are people laying down, reclined?
Yes, there's actually, it's a big table, actually pretty comfortable. Mm-hmm. So they hop up on there, and there are actually several different positions that they can
do. Do they have to hop on it?
Well, in other words, it's an easy type of a process.
Right.
It actually goes up and down.
As they're getting the treatment, they're going to hop on it.
Yeah, they're going to hop on it. And then we do have people that don't hop that get on that. That's absolutely true. We hook them up, and we actually have several different positions for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they need to sit up, because we have some people with severe respiratory problems along with that.
Mm-hmm.
We have some people who prefer to lay flat and take a nap. So it is actually adjustable on the positioning on that. Now, as people first, you know, you're starting to get used to it, and it might sound a little uncomfortable. But after about two or three visits on that, most people actually fall asleep while
mm-hmm.
it's taking place.
I can vouch for that, yeah.
Yeah, you've been on that.
Uh-huh.
And it does have as you get that oxygenation to the system, there is a tremendous amount of relaxation
mm-hmm.
that actually occurs with the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, who should have ECP therapy?
Well, the different types of things that are actually utilized for it that have been found to be effective for ECP is anyone with heart pain.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason that you have angina, as it's called, heart pain, is because you have a lowered oxygenation to the heart. And
mm-hmm.
there is a pain that's actually occurred on that. So the results on the reducing the heart pain are actually quite dramatic, you know, the percentages as it looks at that. The amount of relief along those lines is reaching almost 90%. The other things that has been proven for the ECP is congestive heart failure.
Mm.
That is a disease process that has extremely low reversal chances with modern medicine at this point. And we have had absolutely amazing types of reversals with the ECP. We had an Amish gentleman who had come in who his heart had actually gotten twice the size of what it normally should be. And he just, you know, was into type 2 diabetes, overweight. And, you know, his doctor had said basically there wasn't really too much left to do. So we started him out on the external counterpulsation therapy, and about halfway through, we were talking about some of the changes that he's experiencing. One thing he said is he had had split a whole truckload of wood,
mm-hmm.
If you remember that.
Right.
And
it's his livelihood.
And he had not actually done that for 15 years.
Mm.
So, you know, he had not been able to. So all of a sudden, he had seen a real big difference. And after we had finished the whole external counterpulsation therapy with him, we had his heart rechecked by his cardiologist, and it had actually gone back to normal size.
Mm.
The heart is extremely regenerative.
That's encouraging. Yeah,
it actually, if you can get the oxygen to the heart, get the nutrients in there, start to get that turned around. Even when we have had areas where people have had heart attacks and there had been dead areas of the heart, there have actually been very well confirmed in our patient base the total reversals of that.
Hmm.
So we've been able to see congestive heart failure reversed. We've seen people who have had heart attacks. It was almost like a heart transplant.
Hmm.
for each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being able to regenerate that instead of actually getting a heart transplant, which is a little difficult on you, this is a whole lot easier.
Right.
You can actually remake your heart and get it back to where it needs to be.
So you said some of the things, the ECP benefits and those that would benefit angina.
Angina, congestive heart failure, hypertension,
mm-hmm.
Type 2 diabetes. There's actually a physiological change that occurs on the cellular level when you're actually doing the ECP. There is blockages are reversed. The different types of things that we see with the changes in the heart, arrhythmias corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Both atrial and ventricular arrhythmia is actually fixed. And when you can actually get the oxygenation into the system, the body can actually reverse a tremendous amount. Now, that may not be the only treatment that people need for the heart, but it is something that is just universal, that the heart will respond to the oxygenation and the body will actually heal itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's real encouraging to hear how it can just regenerate.
Yeah, absolutely. That was actually a surprise to the researchers on how well it actually regenerated, because that wasn't actually at one time thought that that could actually happen.
Okay. Well, up next, we're going to be talking about the benefits the ECP has, you know, what benefits the heart gets from the ECP.
How would you like a free 60-minute massage at a relaxing spa at the Prather Wellness Center? Each month, we have a random drawing and give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook fans. Just hit the like button on your Facebook page, which you can find at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness.
Of National Heart Month, Meridian Health and Wellness is offering a full heart evaluation at the special price of just $85. Dr. Prather, what 5 tests will be included in the heart evaluation?
EKG, a Doppler spirometry, acoustic cardiograph, and a cardiocess.
Can you tell us a little bit about each of those tests?
Certainly. The EKG, everyone is aware that that actually measures the electrical current around the heart. Very important type of a test along those lines. A Doppler is actually there to measure the blood flow to make sure that there isn't any blockages in the arteries. And then also we have a spirometry testing, which actually measures the lung function to make sure that the respiratory component is actually working. Acoustic cardiograph actually measures the valves of the heart, which is a very important part of the functioning of the system. And then also we have something called a cardiocess. And what that measures is your cardiorespiratory efficiency, how well you can actually process and utilize the oxygen in the body, and getting rid of the carbon dioxide. It's a very important test and actually a very good indicator of the health and well-being and the chances of a cardiovascular problem that might occur.
And who should get the heart evaluation?
The heart evaluation should be done by anyone over the age of 50. That should
men or women.
Have it. Men or women should actually be getting that done to see who might be at risk. And that should be something that is recommended on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm. So that $85 includes 5 of these tests?
All 5 of those tests. It does take about an hour and a half to do those, but very, very important, and something that we would like to really promote, because, of course, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer. And for you and your loved ones, that's one of the best things that should be done.
And then you review the tests with them
and
at a
different
date.
And that also includes a review of all the findings on that.
Okay. Well, arm yourself with information on how your heart is performing and discover any possible precursors that require further attention. Schedule your full heart evaluation at Meridian Health and Wellness for just $85 in honor of National Heart Month. This special low price is even covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our focus today is on ECP, putting the pulse back in your life. And Dr. Prather, does ECP help with circulation?
Yes. One of the things is, well, of course, we had talked about all the benefits of the heart, and there's even more things involved with that, but you have to get the blood supply to the heart. One of the things, of course, that is a huge problem is arteriosclerosis and atherosclerosis. And that's one of the big things that, procedures that are done right now, of course, people have talked about bypass surgery. You have ballooning, you have stents, and all those things are to try to keep the blood supply coming to the heart, which with our modern, lack of aerobic exercise, there is a hardening of the arteries with arteriosclerosis. There is plaque buildup with atherosclerosis. And then we have a whole problem with the blood actually getting to the heart. And the nice thing is that external mechanical pulsation therapy can fix that.
Mm.
Again, when we talked about the Maasai in Africa, they had wonderful arteries. The reason is because they had that constant aerobic exercise. And with the aerobic exercise, you can actually keep the arteries all clear. The same thing is actually true for the external counterpulsation. The external counterpulsation actually provides a ballooning in all the arteries of the body. So you're not just hitting like with a stent, you're hitting a very small area or a balloon procedure.
Mm-hmm.
There is actually a ballooning of all the arteries. So as you're doing the ECP, there's even more of a contraction and an expansion of the arteries. And we've had people with 90% blockage in the arteries. So there was a lady who came in. She had actually had been found to have over 90% blockage in both of her major arteries, mm-hmm. going up her neck. She went in for a surgery, and they did the surgery on the right side. And for the first procedure to clear out the arteries, and she had a stroke while she was actually having the procedure done.
Mm-hmm.
It had some paralysis on the right side of her face, and they rechecked it, later, and she was already starting to block up, but they hadn't even been able to do the left side. So they had heard about the external counterpulsation therapy and had wondered if that would actually be something that would be of benefit. So we got her on the external counterpulsation therapy, and after she was done, she had her arteries checked, and they were both 100% clear.
Mm.
There was absolutely no blockage in the arteries at all. Not only that, but then she had also had a reversal, a very dramatic reversal, of the stroke, which they had told her was not going to be able to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So they were actually very surprised. We had a gentleman who had actually come in who had enough of a heart problems that if he had actually gone through the bypass surgery, which he was slated for, to actually do that, he wouldn't survive. So they actually had him scheduled for emergency bypass. His cardiologist came by and said, no, because he already has heart disease, there's no way he would make it through.
Mm-hmm.
So they really didn't have any hope. We did the external counterpulsation therapy with him, And his arteries were 100, not only was his atherosclerosis, arteriosclerosis 100% corrected, but also the problems with his heart was actually reversed.
Wow, that's exciting. I remember the one gal, you know, that had the surgery on the one side and what she went through. There was no way she wanted to go through again the surgery.
They said she wouldn't have been able to.
Right.
They would have
right.
killed her.
What about collateral arteries?
Very, very good point. Mm-hmm. Not only does it work and clear out the arteries that we already have, but we only use about 70 to 80% of the arteries that we're actually born with.
Only 70 or 80%.
Right, and then you have what's called collateral circulation, where it's actually dormant. And unless you actually stimulate the aerobic ability of the body, those don't open up. And one of the great things about the external counter pulsation therapy is as you do that therapy, you actually open up all the collateral circulation. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about that is even, you know, and we always encourage people to do aerobic exercise after they do the external counter pulsation therapy to get involved in a process on that.
Mm-hmm.
People oftentimes don't. That was the whole reason that they got in problems in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to get as many as we can to do that. But no matter whether they continue their aerobic exercise program or not, the collateral circulation actually remains open.
Wow.
So that is a permanent change and a permanent opening of that collateral circulation that stays there.
So it's like new pathways that have been opened.
Absolutely.
That may never be open in your whole lifetime.
Now, if they aren't opened up, then yes, people can be in, we've had people in their 80s who had never opened up their collateral circulation, and we opened it up. And if one of the things that can actually save you in a heart attack is if you have collateral circulation, then you don't have the damage to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very helpful type of thing to occur. Because not only do you have one pathway to different areas of your body, but you also have another. So if there's a blockage in one, then you have the benefit of the other circulation coming in.
So interesting. I didn't know we had collateral arteries that weren't even...
Yeah, that's working. Actually
is
not...
Is that throughout the body?
That is throughout the entire body. So it's very helpful to prevent strokes. It actually will help with any type of heart attack. And just the health of the entire body. But not only that,
mm-hmm.
it also actually stimulates, they found that there's actually new arterial growth mm-hmm. that actually will occur. So the hormones that actually stimulate arterial growth are stimulated, and we have found people who do continue the aerobic exercise that there's a continued improvement in their aerobic functioning. So mm-hmm. it's an amazing type of change that not only helps the heart, but also helps out the circulation in ways that are quite remarkable.
Sounds like a lot of regeneration's going on.
a tremendous amount of regeneration.
Hmm. Well, can the ECP benefit erectile dysfunction?
That is something that definitely is helped. As we open up the collateral circulation and open up the arteries, one of the main reasons that someone can have erectile dysfunction is because of a lack of blood supply.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways that a man can actually measure his heart health is the angle of his erection. So the, as you're...
Wasn't that last week's show?
Yeah. But that is actually a good measure of how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can actually, if you put your hand straight out, if you have excellent circulation, if you're taking your hand right out and you're looking at your hand with your middle finger pointed right on out, if it's a thumb,
mm-hmm.
that's excellent circulation.
Mm-hmm.
As you start to decrease, then you've got the pointer finger, the middle finger, and as you go down to the little finger, then probably it's mainly because of a lack of circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle of the erection for a man is actually a very good indicator of his circulation. And one of the things is we've had men who said, wow, I you know, I'm 75 years old and I haven't seen that since I was in my 20s.
Their wife's going, yay. Well, I mean, it makes sense.
Certainly. It's a circulation issue, and that's actually a very good indicator of a man's circulatory health.
Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about the benefits of congestive heart failure already. What about the ECP? Does it help reduce reduction in blood pressure?
Yes. There are actually many different reasons for blood pressure to occur. One of them is kidney function, and we actually recommend the ECP for people who do have lower kidney function. It is a filtration of the blood system, and if there is blockage, if there is damage to the circulatory system, you actually get a decrease in the ability of the kidney to work. And the kidney is actually one of the major reasons for hypertension. That would be a increase in the fluid in through the body in the circulatory system is one reason that can occur. And one of the things that we always tell people before they get on the ECP is go pee. Because if you don't, you're going to be asking to get up in the middle.
And right.
Even then, after the people who actually have weaker kidneys, I will find that they will need to stop the ECP and they'll have to go pee. And the reason is all of a sudden their kidneys are working.
Mm.
So we actually get a reversal of kidney disease also with the ECP. It's extremely effective, just like the heart is regenerative and the aerobic exercise from the ECP actually will reverse that. It also reverses kidney disease. So we do get changes in blood pressure. One, because of the improvement of the filtration ability of the kidney to get rid of excess fluid. But also, with hypertension, there can be a cause from the heart, where the heart's trying to beat too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the regeneration of the heart, so you don't have that. But also, then, the arteriosclerosis and atherosclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the pressure against the arteries. It's more elastic.
Mm-hmm.
And as the arteries are more elastic, you actually decrease the blood pressure. So for hypertension, it works on many different types of levels. We can see a huge change.
Okay. Well, up next, let's talk about the ECP and its benefits toward athletic performance.
You can listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet computer. Just download the free TuneIn Radio app to listen to all of your favorite radio stations and radio shows. Mark the Voice of Health as one of your favorite so that you can listen to us live or to our recent episodes right on your smartphone or tablet. Connect to the TuneIn Radio app through our website on thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Our show topic this week is the ECP, putting the pulse back in your life. And Dr. Prather, we were talking about the different benefits that the ECP, you know, towards circulation and blood pressure, erectile dysfunction. What about its benefits toward type 2 diabetes?
That is something that we have seen and that they've actually found in clinical studies, is that there's actually can be a huge change in people's ability to control their type 2 diabetes. One of the things that occurs during aerobic exercise is that there's a change in the ability in the body to actually move the glucose out of the bloodstream and into the cells for utilization. And so there's actually a balancing that occurs with aerobic exercise and actually also occurs even stronger with the ECP. There are, you know, as you're talking about, you know, sugar transport, you have the insulin that actually carries the glucose to the cells. Then there's a receptor site on the cells itself, and then there's the transportation of the glucose into the cells, and then its utilization. Aerobic exercise improves the body's ability for the receptors, mm-hmm. and then also the transportation of the glucose into the cell. So it oftentimes with type 2 diabetes, it's not that you're low on insulin for the transportation, but once it gets to the cell, it doesn't actually able to get into the cell.
Okay.
And that's where aerobic exercise and the ECP with a resistance, what they call an insulin resistance type mm-hmm. of type 2 diabetes, it's absolutely amazing the changes that occur. And that is the majority of type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. Type 1 is with the lack of insulin, which right. yeah, this doesn't do anything for. But for the for those who are actually suffering from the type 2 diabetes,
which is lifestyle.
Which yeah. is lifestyle. Exercise, that's why they always recommend exercise for that. This actually has dramatic changes. And we've seen a huge reduction in people who have had problems along those lines to actually get to the point that they have their type 2 diabetes under control. So ECP is also excellent for that.
Hmm. What about for the ECP, improve athletic performance?
Oh, very good point. One of the things is I have some coaches who are long-distance coaches for cross-country and track.
Mm-hmm.
And in Runner's World and several different research papers that they've done, ECP has actually become an integral part of the distance types of athletic events.
Mm.
So one of the things that has occurred is there has been a huge amount of breaking old established records lately.
Mm-hmm.
And the American Olympic Committee has actually put the external counter pulsation on their training table.
Wow.
So that they have been able to, even people who are marathon runners,
mm-hmm.
have found an incredible amount of improvement
mm-hmm.
in their performance by adding ECP into their program. And you wouldn't think that, you know, that anybody who's actually doing that much aerobic exercise,
mm-hmm.
that they wouldn't need the ECP.
Right.
But the improvement was actually very dramatic, has been well documented, and has actually become a part of the training regimen in almost all high-level endurance athletics. Now, the other thing is that I have it, which is actually kept kind of quiet, but I have it in good circles, that many of these long-lived athletic mm-hmm. people who, you know, you wouldn't think that they would be still playing basketball in their 30s, mm-hmm. Heading into their 40s, or playing football, or performing at the level that they are on a continual basis.
Some Olympians, yeah.
You know, that the ECP, if you are, one of our eight pillars of perfect health is aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygenation. You know, if you go back and listen to our radio shows, and we did a whole series on the eight pillars of perfect health.
Right.
And the number two on that was oxygenation. And one of the things I say in there is if you were perfectly oxygenated, you would look like you're 21 the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely true. If you are perfectly oxygenated, actually your cells think they're 21 the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a oxygenation machine.
Mm-hmm.
It improves the oxygenation to the cells better than any other treatment that I know of. And if you want to stop aging, getting that oxygenation up to the level it should be, and the ECP has a huge benefit along those lines.
Well, with all the benefits, why don't we see it done more often?
I knew of ECP, had read about it, was very excited, had actually located, who had ECP here in Indianapolis because I wanted to refer some patients
mm-hmm.
And so I called up the particular cardiologist, and actually one of them I knew, and I had a patient who had congestive heart failure, knew that he needed that to be able to survive, and called up a cardiologist friend and said, you know, you have an ECP, I'm sending you a patient. And they came in, did all the checks on him, and said that they weren't going to do the ECP. And I was upset with him, called him back and said, why? I mean, you know, this would be a huge benefit to him. And he told me that the rules that he has to work under was that he could only do the ECP as if everything else had already been tried and had failed. There were certain criteria that he could actually use. And I said, you know, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something that has been proven to be of benefit. This would be much less invasive than the other things that you're talking about. You know, I don't understand. And he said, you know, look, let's just be honest. You know, I am a disease doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And as a disease doctor, I treat in a certain type of a way. ECP is a functional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It's functional medicine. It's just an aerobic exercise machine. That's what it is. And I don't do functional medicine. I'm a cardiologist. I deal on a certain type of a level where I am dealing with disease. And functional medicine is not a part of my repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
You're a functional medicine doctor. You get it. You do it.
And that's what you did.
And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And
unfortunately, not in time for the one gentleman.
For the one gentleman, we did not have it set up, and he did die, which was something that was very upsetting to me. I promised myself I wouldn't lose another patient along those lines again.
Mm-hmm.
So we bit the bullet, spent the money on the ECP, got it into our system. And, you know, if we've been able to save many, many lives with that and keep people from getting to that point.
Now, the ECP is very popular in other areas of the world, like China and Japan. Why there? What?
The doctors in Japan and China aren't limited. The healthcare system there, it incorporates functional medicine as a part of their integrated system.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't the separation, and there is a willingness to actually use functional medicine as a primary type of tool. So, in matter of fact, in China and Japan, the first line of defense against cardiovascular disease is ECP. So, actually, as people get older, if you get people in their 60s and 70s, people who can afford it have the insurance, almost every man has had you know, man and woman has had ECP therapy.
Wow.
It's something that's actually prescribed on a regular basis. It is the number one cardiovascular treatment over drugs and surgery in China and Japan.
Mm.
And it has really very dramatically reduced the incidence of cardiovascular attacks, because that was a huge problem, because, quite frankly, they smoke like chimneys over there and don't see anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
So their lifestyle is actually worse than the Americans. So ECP is something that you actually expect to do. And if you can afford it, then everybody actually does it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the number one treatment over there, and they have found a huge reduction in the cardiovascular incidence. We, on the other hand, with our drugs and surgery, have been able to make absolutely no dent in our cardiovascular disease rate. Whereas, as they have implemented the ECP over there, they have seen a dramatic fall in their cardiovascular disease. So, you know, the whole thing actually proves itself. And, you know, we talk about trying to fix our healthcare system, and we have the whole changes that have occurred.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't break something that is just designed wrong.
Mm-hmm. At its core.
At its very core.
Mm-hmm.
We have to actually bring functional medicine into our healthcare system if we are actually going to make the changes, because disease care is the most expensive, ineffective, and frustrating system to actually get people well, because it's not designed to. It's designed to treat symptoms, not actually get people healthier.
Very good. Well, up next, we're going to talk about the actual treatment, what people can expect from the treatment regime for the ECP.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Dr. Prather, what is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right?
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart, you also get a cleaning out of the arteries, and you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Meridian Health and Wellness is currently accepting new patients for ECP therapy. To find out if ECP therapy is right for you, call our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
We're talking today about ECP, putting the pulse back in your life. And Dr. Prather, you know, we're talking about other countries using that as their, you know, Japan and China. ECP is very prevalent, and the benefits it's helped them as a country and their health. Are there any risks with ECP treatment?
One of the nice things about the ECP is there has, you know, because you actually have to keep track of any injuries that occur with the federal government, and there has never been an injury with ECP in its over 40 years of utilization. which is a very unusual
right.
type of a picture on along those lines. There are certain things that we screen people for. There is, if there's inflammation in the veins and the legs, then that would be one thing that would preclude them. There can be some certain valvular problems up in the heart, the aortic valve. If that's diseased, then that would be something that would actually keep us from doing the ECP. But there aren't really too many contraindications for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is safe for the vast majority of people. We have had people who we did not do the ECP on because of their conditions. But the vast majority of people, there aren't any contraindications for that. And then also there are very few risk involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that, you know, without any injuries up till now, that's actually a very, very good track record, because there's been a lot of people who've actually gone through that. And in Japan and China, which they have absolutely, literally, probably 100 million people who've actually gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
Without any injuries, that's actually a pretty good sign.
That is, yeah, very good sign. Well, what is the treatment regime like for the ECP?
We get people on, we have them laid down.
Mm-hmm.
We put them into a certain type of a pants,
mm-hmm.
so there isn't any rubbing that occurs. And then make sure they
They're
go to the bathroom
like stretch
first.
Pants.
Yeah, so. Kind of like stretch
yeah.
pants. More comfortable than regular pants. And then we make sure that they go to the bathroom beforehand.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that, yeah. There is pressure on the bladder, too. Yeah.
Well, yes, and it does actually stimulate the kidneys to a great deal. So you actually get a lot of water loss afterwards because the kidneys are strongly stimulated. And then we wrap them up into the blood pressure cuffs on the legs,
mm-hmm.
And it covers from the ankles all the way up to the pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start the instrument, and at first, you know, it's a little uncomfortable because they actually feel that pressure on the legs. And people are trying to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually by the second or third time that they actually do it, because it is a series of 35 treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it 5 days a week, an hour a day. And by the time the second one comes around, almost everybody's falling asleep during it.
Yeah, some people have brought in their iPods, listened to music. Some just want to sleep. And
sure, it's a very relaxing type of a treatment, because there are a lot of hormonal types of changes that take place
mm-hmm.
that actually produce, it gets rid of the cortisol. That is the stress and increases the oxytocin, several different types of hormones, which is, it does shift you into a relaxed state.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the sympathetic, parasympathetic whole system. There's a relaxation of all the muscles. The whole nervous system changes. The physiology of the body will change. You'll go from acidic to an alkaline type of state. The stress of the world goes away, and people just kind of melt, which is a excellent feeling. Surprising,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are always surprised because they say, "Oh, you know, when they first start, I'm not going to get used to this," and then all of a sudden they're snoring. it lasts for an hour. The studies have shown that aerobic exercise is best done for the maximum amount of changes. 5 days a week
mm-hmm.
for an hour.
Yeah, and this program is 5 days a week for an hour for 7 weeks. So
for seven
35
weeks.
Treatments.
And they found that 35 treatments is where you can get the benefit
mm-hmm.
of the whole aerobic exercise program. And the nice thing about that is those 7 weeks are equivalent to the changes in the body of 5 years of intensive marathon training.
Mm.
So you can accomplish a tremendous amount of changes on that. And even those who have been long-term type of marathon athletes have found benefit with the ECP. So, you know, there isn't actually a limit on that type of thing.
Now, is it painful at all?
We haven't had anyone that has actually said it was painful. Mm-hmm. It's not that much of pressure. Of course, if you have an inflammation in the veins, of course, that would preclude you from actually having it, which would actually produce pain, mm-hmm. any type of pressure on that. But for everyone else, there is absolutely no pain involved. And the discomfort actually becomes very, very minimal because, you know, mm-hmm. it just produces all those great hormones that can make such a huge difference.
Right. Right. Well, when do people start feeling different or better?
Well, that's one thing that, you know, people were asking me, and there are different rates on how quickly people can feel the change depending on what their problem is. We have people who actually said that they've started to feel a difference after about 5 treatments, but usually it takes about the majority of people, it's about halfway through. Mm-hmm. But then as we go along, there have been people who didn't really feel a whole lot of change until towards the end.
Mm. And what kind of differences do they feel?
Well, there is an increased energy. Mm-hmm. There is a difference in relaxation. Of course, you know, you if they did have heart pains or shortness of breath, that goes away. Heart palpitations will disappear. The ability of the body to actually do exercise starts to change. So one of the things that we see on people is that, you know, they weren't able to go up the stairs before, and then all of a sudden they could. There were people who actually had difficulties with sleeping, were able to actually be able to sleep through the night. One of the things that's actually a huge benefit that people have came in, and I actually didn't know about this when we started the ECP, mm-hmm. is it eliminates a lot of people snoring.
Ah.
There was a gentleman who came in, one of the first ones that we were doing, and he says, you know, this is kind of a strange question, but I haven't really noticed a whole lot of difference, but my wife says I'm not snoring anymore. And I've always snored.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things is that there is a very strong correlation is that the ECP does usually eliminate sleep apnea,
wow.
which is part of the issue with people snoring.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. You said it's been around for 40 years. Is there research that's being done to back up the ECP?
Yes, actually there's a tremendous amount of research that was actually done. It was actually developed at Harvard Medical University, was where they found that the did the research along those lines and really started to develop that. Then the Chinese actually took that over and started to do research. And it actually gained, because of the success in China and Japan, that they actually started to do some more research on it. And started some research projects with some excellent, excellent type of benefits along those lines. So the research is actually quite remarkable at this point, and they're actually finding more and more things that it has been helpful with. That's where they actually got the information on the type 2 diabetes. They're also doing research for its benefit in Parkinson's. Other upper motor neuron type problems, MS, because you do get some changes on the oxygenation to the brain, and there is actually some regeneration that occurs. Because we have definitely seen regeneration on stroke. They also have found regeneration in dementia, because dementia is oftentimes a problem of circulation of the brain. Arterial sclerosis actually leads to a lot of problems along those lines, and we can actually start to get some very good changes in cognitive abilities.
Hmm. A lot of benefits from ECP.
Tremendous amount of benefits. That's why we've really, really enjoyed the changes that actually occur along those lines.
Okay.
Of course, one of the problems, people are always asking, One of the questions is, does insurance actually cover it?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that it really, for the vast majority of people, unless they have actually exhausted every other means of actually doing that, then it usually isn't. So we do have a lot of people go through that, and usually people can expect that that would be more of a cash type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the cost, is quite remarkable.
When you compare it to surgery and, the recovery for surgery.
The average cost of a care for a patient with heart disease is usually about $65,000.
Mm.
As you're looking at just the basics, if you're getting into surgery, then you start to get into the hundreds of thousands. So the cost on that is just simply, no comparison.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always. We're out of time for this week.
The Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. You can connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.